Hello, I'm Mayor Phil Good with your weekly update. Last Tuesday, the council had a strategic planning meeting with our lobbyist and facilitator, Barry Ahrens. We discussed two main issues during this strategic meeting. The proposed regional park between Glassford Hill and the Granite Dells and the Airport Vicinity Overlay District. As far as the regional park goes, there are four partners in this project. The City of Prescott, the Town of Prescott Valley, Yavapai County, and now the federal government. There is possibly about $5 million available from the federal government for initial funding, and then two additional costs for about $2.5 million each from Prescott and Prescott Valley will be needed, and it looks like the total cost of the purchase of the property needed would be approximately $20 million. Funding from Yavapai County and grants from the State Parks and Recreation Department will be needed as well. There is a potential fifth partner, which is the state. It's not likely that the state would designate a lump sum. Barry Ahrens thinks that these funds might come from the state's budget general fund, but likely the state would be much more amenable if matching funds were available. Prescott's share, again, would be about $2.5 million. We don't have the funds readily available for this project right now, so we need to consider a variety of ways of funding it. These negotiations and deliberations are quite complex and will take many months to complete. For discussion purposes only, the amount of $40 million was used in the strategic planning meeting as the potential cost of the Airport Vicinity Overlay District, also known as the AVO. This is not a definitive number, as we are still doing our research and due diligence. However much it is, the city would also have to find funding for that project. As Barry pointed out, if you want to have capital expenditures, you've got to create revenue. According to Barry, there are three ways to create revenue for capital expenditures. Number one is bonding. Number two is sales tax. And number three is economic development produced by whatever you're going to bond or spend for. We will have another strategic planning meeting in the next few weeks to consider other topics. We have provided a link to the 2022 Council Strategic Plan for you to see the items Council is considering. During this time of year, our thoughts turn to all of the wonders of Christmas and the holiday season. Prescott is Arizona's Christmas City. This was done by a proclamation by Arizona Governor Rose Mofford in 1989. Prescott has proudly carried this title, and we have endeavored to live up to it ever since. A few years back, Prescott was named one of the best cities in America to experience Christmas. We're almost halfway through the holiday celebration events already, having enjoyed the holiday light parade the day after Thanksgiving, and this past weekend's Christmas parade and our iconic courthouse lighting event. It's always wonderful to see our county courthouse plaza lit up with colorful Christmas lights. Thank you to all who participated and enjoyed those events. Next up is Acre Night, an event exclusive to Prescott. In December 1988, Prescott held its very first Acre Night musical festival, and it's been getting stronger and bigger ever since. This is a free downtown event for everyone, although donations are appreciated. All money collected goes to a Tips for Scholarships to help support music lessons for Yavapai County school-aged children. Money is also donated to the local school district, music departments for various needs. The Acre Night Musical Showcase will take place on Friday, December 9th, 2022. The opening ceremony starts at 5 p.m., and the actual festivities will begin at 5:30. During the following weekend, we will have a new event, the Prescott Christmas Village and Christ Kindle Market. Please note that most of these holiday events include road closures. The city appreciates your patience as you navigate the holiday roads during this time of year. Look for Facebook posts regarding specific event road closures because each event has different requirements. I invite you to come out, stroll the plaza, and while you're there, support the many fine shops and establishments. For more information, including dates and times for the Arizona Christmas City events, go to arizonachristmascity.com. From our family to yours, we wish you a very Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, and a prosperous and Happy New Year. I'm Mayor Phil Good. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week.